2 Samuel chapter 4. When Ishbosheth, Saul's son, heard that Abner was dead in Hebron, his courage failed, and all the Israelites were alarmed. Saul's son had two men who were captains of the raiding parties. The name of the one was Baanah, and the name of the other, Rechav. They were the sons of Rimmon, the Berotite, the Benjaminite, for Berot was reckoned as belonging to Benjamin. Now the Berotites had fled to Gittaim, and had been resident foreigners there until this day. Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was crippled in both feet. He was 5 years old when the news came about Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. His nurse picked him up and fled. In her haste to flee, he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. Now the sons of Rimmon, the Berotite, Rechav, and Baanah, set out during the heat of the day for the house of Ishbosheth as he took his midday rest. They entered into the midst of the house as if to get wheat, and instead they stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechav and his brother Baanah escaped. Now, when they came to the house, he was laying on his bed in his bedroom. They struck him and killed him and beheaded him. Then they took his head and traveled all night by the way of the Arava. They brought the head of Ishbosheth to David at Hebron and told the king, "Look, here is the head of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, your enemy, who sought your life. The Lord has avenged my lord, the king, this day on Saul and on his descendants." But David answered Rechav and his brother Baanah, the sons of Rimmon, the Berotite, "As the Lord lives, who has delivered my life out of every adversity, when someone told me, 'Look, Saul is dead,' thinking to have brought good news, I grabbed and slew him in Ziklag. This was the reward I gave him for his news. How much more, when wicked men have slain a righteous person in his own house, in his own bed, should I not require his blood at your hand and remove you from the earth?" So David commanded his young men, and they killed them. They cut off their hands and their feet and hung their bodies outside the pool at Hebron. But they took the head of Ishbosheth and buried it in the tomb of Abner in Hebron.